The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The holiday sale continues. Listen, these are at the lowest pricing ever. I will try to keep them as low as possible as long as the drive pricing remains at the current levels. If you've ever wanted to own your very own nostalgia collection, don't wait. Now is the time. Go to oldtimeradiodvd.com to see our amazing collections. That's oldtimeradiodvd.com. You'll be glad you did.
Partner, I have a right to be. I just came from the bank tidings. Carol Stanley's trust account is $80,000 short.
So?
Where is it?
Well, unfortunately, Robert, we're living in the age of the shrinking dollar. Even the dishonest ones.
You admit you stole it?
I believe fraudulent conversion is the proper description.
Are you going to put that money back?
The knight without armor protecting the innocent. Or is she?
Miss Shaw, get me the police. You've just got 60 seconds to raise that money.
Have I? Well, in that case, Robert, you better do some pretty fast reading. That's an interesting file. Those are photostatic copies. The originals are all quite safe. Yes, you see, two can play a checking up. Yes?
Mr. Dawson's call to the police is on one.
Miss Shaw, you can cancel Mr. Dawson's call to the police. Emotional impulses should be controlled, Robert. They can really be quite dangerous. Now, there'll be no trouble with the trust accounts, merely a slight deficiency. You know, Carol's a lovely girl. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Don't push me too far, Tidings. Even with that file.
You'd better lock up this file, too, Ellis. These interim accounts of the Carol Stanley Trust. Have you been handling this yourself, Ellis?
Of course, Mr. Tidings.
Well, Mr. Dawson tells me that the account is $80,000 short.
$80,000?
Unfortunately, he's right. Now, I know where $60,000 is, Ellis, because I reinvested it myself personally. That still leaves us $20,000 short. What was it, Ellis? Gambling or women?
But, Mr. Tidings...
I'll give you till noon tomorrow to replace the missing $20,000.
But it's impossible.
Nothing's impossible if you're desperate enough. You're not a young man, Ellis. 10 years can be a long time.
Please, Mr. Tidings, you don't seem to understand...
Miss Shaw... Mr. Ellis will be giving you the keys to the security vault. He won't be needing them for the next couple of days. Till noon tomorrow. Oh, and Ellis, make it a certified check.
Just a moment, please. Mr. Tidings, Carol Stanley's on the phone. She wants to speak to Bob Dawson.
Carol. Well, I was just about to call you. Anything wrong?
Well, I'm a little upset, Mr. Tidings. I've just heard something about the trust.
Rumors, rumors, rumors. Now, what was this one? That I defaulted with your money and ran off to Peru?
I'd like to see you tonight, if I may.
All right, Carol. Shall we say 8 o'clock at my office? Good. I'll see you then. Bye, dear. It's a terrible failing, isn't it, Miss Shaw? I never can resist the plea of a lovely woman. Suppose you come into my office in about 20 minutes. I think I'll be ready for some dictation then.
Bob, something dreadful. It's Mr. Tidings. He's been murdered.
$1,000 bills in my wallet. They're for you, a retainer. I'll arrange for a further payment of $10,000 if you have to act as my lawyer.
How did you get my phone number?
There's no time to explain. It's life or death. Will you see me?
Yes, I'll see you.
I'll be there in 20 minutes. I called you.
Come in.
Are you alone?
Why, yes.
You mind?
Not at all. The bathroom's on the right. Well, I hope you like the apartment.
Yeah, it's nice. Excuse me. Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Won't you sit down? Some coffee?
No, thank you. This is your retainer, $2,000. And this $10,000 is your fee if and when you're needed.
I don't believe I've ever seen one of those.
This lady is your client. At all costs, I want her protected.
An introduction might be helpful.
At the moment, we both prefer to remain anonymous.
How can I represent a client if I don't know who she is?
You'll know when it's necessary. If my friend needs your help, she'll present you with her half of the bill.
Mr. Mason.
Please.
I'll accept under one condition, that I have the right to return this retainer in the event that later on I decide not to handle the case.
Fair enough.
You understand this? And agree? Good.
Thank you, Mr. Mason.
Good night.
Got to be murder. So I gave the serial number of this bill to Paul Drake. He'll check it out.
$10,000. He must have had a busy night.
That's only the beginning. Wait till the other half of that bill arrives. Things will really start to move.
Excuse me, Mr. Mason. Will you see an A.E. Leeds?
Who's he, Gertie?
It's a she, and she looks like a woman who usually gets what she wants.
Excuse me? Leeds is the name, Abigail Lister. I don't believe in wasting time, so let's get to the point.
Won't you sit down?
I'm a widow. I own farmland, and from the taxes I pay, I should be pretty well off.
What's your trouble?
I'll give you the background, just the highlights. Back in 39, I know a Polish refugee couple named Olinki. They wanted to get to America from Paris. They begged me to take their daughter, Katrina, age 3. They were going to come later, but they never made it. They died in one of those camps. You know how it was.
And you were left with a child.
Mm-hmm. I was single then, so I put Carol in a home.
Carol?
I called her Carol. The Hidden Home Welfare Society. I should have known better. It was a baby farm. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
They sold her for $1,000, like a dog.
Were you supporting the child at the time?
I was. I've got the canceled checks to prove it. Took me 5 years to find out where she was.
You wanted to get her back?
No. No, she was living with a family named Stanley. I saw them and I saw her. She was happy. Well, you don't treat a child like a football. But the Stanleys died, both of them. They were killed in an auto accident. They left a trust fund for Carol. It ran into 6 figures. And that crook Tidings was named trustee.
Tidings?
Albert Tidings. He's a crook. Look at the accounts. I know he's robbing her.
If he's all you believe, the proper investigation should expose those facts. However, I can't take the case.
Why not?
You're not a relative, so you have no legal standing in the matter. Only Miss Stanley, as beneficiary, can institute an investigation.
Well, then I'll bring her here this afternoon.
All right. I'll expect you at 2:00.
Your girl has my address. Send me the bill.
Timid little soul, isn't she?
You know, I'm already beginning to feel sorry for Mr. Tidings.
Hello. It's Baldrick. Would you mind repeating that? I've got it. Paul found out about the $10,000 bill.
Good.
Perry, it was issued to an Albert Tidings.
You know, we might be representing opposing clients in the same case. Get Paul back. Tell him I'll meet him downstairs.
Well, that's where he is, down at Clay's Grill.
Now, tell Jerry I want my car right away.
Right.
What makes you think Tidings will be home if he doesn't answer his phone?
Just a hunch, Paul. I thought you dealt with facts. Well, when you run out of facts, you try intuition. If Tidings was my midnight visitor, he's probably sleeping off a heavy night's work.
Well, we stick our noses into a hornet's nest.
Nothing unusual about that. What else did you find out about Tidings?
Oh, he's just another solid citizen. Bachelor, no attachments. Austere would be the word.
No women?
He seems pretty good at covering up.
Yep, he is.
A detective can be jailed for breaking and entering just as easily as a lawyer.
Why, Mr. Drake, you saw what happened. The door was open.
Mary. More blood.
Same man that came to see me at the office.
That's going to be a great help when the homicide boys get here. Well, I suppose it's up to me to call him.
Paul.
Here.
Well, thank you for waiting, gentlemen. How did you just happen to be here?
We came to see tidings, found the door unlocked, walked in and discovered the body.
Just pure chance.
Mm-hmm.
What was your reason for seeing tidings?
Business?
Well, I gathered your visit wasn't a social call. Were you tidings' lawyer?
No.
Mason is at homicide. Why did you want to see tidings?
You should know better than to expect me to violate the confidence of a client.
Just answer me one thing. Are you with us on this case? Are you holding out for reasons of your own?
At the moment, Lieutenant, I just don't know.
I believe you, Mason. Question is, will the DA?
Did Mrs. Leeds get here?
5 minutes ago. They're in the law library.
Thanks.
You're late.
My apologies, Mrs. Leeds.
This is Carol Stanley, the girl I mentioned.
Pleasure, Miss Stanley.
Well, let's get down to business, Mr. Mason. I've explained to Carol that legal stupidity makes it necessary for her to sign certain papers demanding an investigation of that crook tidings. Right, Carol?
Yes, Abby.
So, if you'll write them up, we'll sign them and leave you to get on with the job. Well?
The situation has changed somewhat.
Why?
Albert Tidings is dead. He was murdered.
Murdered? What happens now?
The courts will appoint another trustee to handle the legacy. Miss Stanley might be permitted to nominate a suitable person.
I'd serve without compensation.
Thank you, Abby. Excuse me, Lieutenant Trag's waiting in your office.
Please excuse me. I'll be right back. Something I can do for you, Lieutenant?
Well, I understand you're representing Mrs. A.E. Leeds.
It's possible. Why?
Well, I thought you might know where I could find her.
I'm a lawyer, not a detective. Any particular reason you want to see her?
No, just a routine checkout. Just let her know that I called.
I'll keep it in mind.
Thanks. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong door. Aren't you Abigail Leeds?
I am.
Well, what a coincidence. Any objection if I talk to your client, Mason?
Not at all.
I'm Lieutenant Trag, homicide. Investigating the death of Albert Tidings. Well, Mr. Mason will tell you that you don't have to answer any questions. However, any assistance that you could give me, I would greatly appreciate.
Ask away, officer.
When did you last see Tidings, Mrs. Leeds?
A couple of days ago at his office.
Did you threaten him?
Threaten him? If I'd had a horse whip, I'd have thrashed him.
Why?
Because he's a cheap, dirty crook with sticky fingers. Whoever murdered him did a civic service.
Well, I didn't say he was murdered.
If he wasn't, then why are you wasting the taxpayers' money? If you're hard-pressed for suspects, put me on your list. I'll be in good company.
You're very frank, Mrs. Leeds.
I have a voice like a foghorn, and when I'm mad, I don't whisper. Come on, Carol. We came here to see Mr. Mason, and not to waste time answering fool questions.
I might want to see you again.
It's a free country, sir. Goodbye, Mr. Mason.
Quite a character.
Do you have any idea when Tidings died, Lieutenant?
Oh, it was a rough guess. I'd say round 8. Why?
Oh, just curious.
Idle curiosity without reason. Doesn't sound like you. Mind if I give you a little advice?
Do I have a choice?
Suppression of material evidence in a murder might be hard to explain to the Bar Association. And I'd hate to lose my favorite sparring partner. Bye.
Bye.
This letter from Miss Stanley is hardly sufficient authority to allow you access to our trust accounts, Mr. Mason. If it was a court order...
That's on its way.
When it arrives, I shall be happy to obey it.
You're not very cooperative, Mr. Ellis.
With Mr. Tidings dead and Mr. Dawson out of town, my hands are tied.
When did Mr. Dawson leave?
Last night, I believe.
A little sudden, wasn't it? Did Dawson comment on Mrs. Leeds' accusations?
Mr. Mason, I'm a confidential clerk. Discussion of my employer's business would be most unethical.
Come down from the clouds, Ellis. $80,000 is missing from my client's trust account. Both you and Dawson will need a few ethical stories before I'm through.
Oh, Mr. Mason, you have a call. Will you take it over on the other desk? Line 2.
Thank you. Yes?
The cops found Dawson's car, Perry. It's wrecked near Westside Lake. They're dragging for the body now.
Drag onto it yet?
Nope. The moment it's exclusive.
Good. I'll pick you up at the office. Yes? Yes. Are you Mr. Tiding's secretary?
No, Mr. Mason. Miss Shaw doesn't come in the mornings.
Privileged or time off for overtime?
I wouldn't know.
Yes. That's right. Goodbye. Thank you again. It's in the glove compartment.
Yeah. Officer. Would you mind standing next to the car, please?
Have they found the body yet?
Not yet, sir. Just one more. The name's Duggan. Bill Duggan. 2 G's.
D-U-G-G-A-N.
You find anything?
Uh-huh. When it went into the lake, Dawson wasn't driving.
Huh? How come?
The gas pedal's wired to the floor.
Well, it's murder.
Or fake suicide.
If you boys hang around, you'll get quite a story.
Oh? In what way?
That's the homicide boys turning up.
Oh, better go get some fresh film. Excuse me.
Nice meeting you.
Excuse me, Lieutenant.
You again?
Coincidence, Lieutenant. Just coincidence.
Hey, mister. Duggan, with 2 G's?
Got it. Sorry, we can't take your picture, Lieutenant. Out of film.
Harry, Ellis just left.
Good. Come on, Sleepy.
Now, don't forget the signal. If Ellis comes back or there's any trouble, I'll ring the phone twice, hang up, and then redial. You pick it up on the next ring.
Complex but effective. Come on.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I've locked myself out. I'm right next door at Tidings and Dawson. Thanks a million.
Pleasure, lady. Working late?
About a half hour.
Good night, Miss.
Good night.
Good girl.
Comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
So is the city jail.
Relax, Dylan. Nobody broke the door down. I have a court order to examine these books.
Did you find what you wanted?
I think, from a quick rundown of these figures, Tidings must have been robbing Carol Stanley blind.
Let's get out of this place. It makes me nervous.
Hold your horses. I'll be ready in a minute.
That? Empty shell.
Small caliber. Probably Beretta. Mm-hmm. Easy enough to conceal. He could have been shot at close range across this desk. When the door's closed and the street noises, nobody would have heard the shot. Just doesn't add up. Why would someone risk taking a body halfway across town when they could have killed Tidings in his own home?
You're right, it just doesn't add up.
What if A killed him, B arrived and found him dead, realized if the police nosed around, his girlfriend would be asked some very awkward questions, so he then moved the body and looked up a lawyer?
Dawson? Who was the girl? Not bad. What does it mean?
Freudian slip, maybe. Tidings anticipated overtime.
Secretary, huh?
As I recall, her name is Enid Shaw.
Madison 51199. An operator, this is an emergency.
One moment, please.
You got the keys to office 410?
Will you dial your number again, please?
Perry, vanish. The law's on its way up.
And make it fast. I get hung up on the phone.
What are you doing?
Must leave something for Trag.
Trag?
He's on his way up. This is where we retire to previously prepared positions.
What positions,
Perry? The fire escape, of course.
Check for latent blood stains around the desk.
But if Dawson's our client, why should he cover for Tidings' secretary?
Enid Shaw, a very attractive woman.
Phew, what a night.
Have a sandwich.
If you insist.
Get Dawson's picture.
Is he your midnight visitor?
He is.
Well, that's nice. He's wanted for murder.
What?
Trag found bloodstains on the back of Dawson's car that matched Tidings' blood group.
Is someone watching the girls?
Yep, they're both covered.
I can understand watching Miss Shaw, but who's the other girl?
Carol Stanley. Mason speaking. Now, hold on. Paul?
Hello? Yeah? She did. Wait a minute. All right. Got it. Jack, stay with it. We'll be right over. The girl led us to Dawson. He's holed up in a motel.
Let's get going. See you, Della.
Bye, beautiful.
They're in number 5, and I think they're planning to skip.
Going somewhere, Mr. Dawson?
Why?
Stop playing games.
How'd you find us?
Listen, Dawson, I don't think you killed Tidings, but I'm a minority of one. I want the truth, and I want it fast. That includes you, Miss Stanley.
You keep her out of it.
Why did you move Tidings' body from his office?
Why don't you answer the counselor's question, Dawson? Or must I be formal, Mason? And I must commend you for your sense of public duty. I knew that if I followed you, that you'd lead me to Dawson.
Leeds is waiting, Perry.
Just a moment.
How's it going?
Not good. They switched charges. Now Carol Stanley is held on suspicion of murder with Dawson as accessory.
Why?
The car was seen in front of Tidings' office before Dawson got there.
Is the witness reliable?
I'd say so. He was a policeman. He had to go and park in front of a fire plug.
What's their story?
Well, Carol had an appointment with Tidings at his office. She arrived there, found him dead, got panicky, called Dawson, and Dawson shifted the body.
Did he have any reason?
No. The office knew about her appointment. He thought by moving the body, he'd give her an alibi.
Do you believe it?
Yes. I hate to try and convince a jury.
What about Miss Leeds?
Oh, better sure end.
How's Carol, Mason?
Would you like some coffee?
This isn't a social visit. I don't know what half-witted moron is responsible for Carol's arrest. But whoever it is going to know Abigail Leeds by the time I'm through.
Sit down, Abigail. Now, the district attorney's office has a pretty good case against her.
Then what are you resting up for? Inspiration? Why haven't you bailed her out?
There is no bail for murder.
Murder? Well, I thought she was being held as a material witness.
That was last night. Things change.
When do they say Tidings was killed?
About 8 o'clock.
And they haven't got a case. Carol was with me in my apartment.
Mrs. Leeds, her car was seen by a policeman in front of Tidings' office at 8 o'clock.
Ooh. Well, I've got some things here for her, clothes and some cookies that she's been fond of. When can I see her?
Why, that's up to the police. As a rule, only close relatives are allowed.
Well, I'm the closest friend that she's got, like a mother.
But you're not her mother, Mrs. Leeds. It'll be up to Lieutenant Tragg. However, I'm sure he'll see his way clear. Della.
Yes, Perry.
Get Paul Drake on the phone for me, will you? Oh, and by the way, do you have Mrs. Leeds' address?
Yes, it's on Rossmore. Why?
Because Carol Stanley lives with her. We're going visiting.
We skip with the diamonds and leave the paintings.
You sound bitter.
I suppose you have a court order for justifiable snooping.
Della, there is no breaking and entering when a tenant gives you her keys. And Miss Stanley also gave me power of attorney. Now, that should be enough.
All right, what next?
You search the bedroom. I'll tackle this room.
What are we looking for?
A motive for murder. I think you'll find it tied in pink ribbons and preserved in lavender, wherever women keep their mementos.
Perry, I think I found something. No letters.
I didn't expect any. No. Could you put these back as you found them?
Mm-hmm. This is... Ellis.
Yes, Ellis.
Blackman?
They go back over a period of 5 years. Sometimes, Della, I wish that...
I know. What next?
We have a chat with Ellis. Take a couple of these long as calling cards.
No, Mr. Mason. I'm sorry. Mr. Ellis is in conference.
Can you get him on the phone?
He's not taking any calls.
May I have an envelope?
Of course, Mr. Mason.
Would you please give this to Mr. Ellis? Tell him I'll wait for him exactly... 60 seconds.
But...
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Would you please go in, Mr. Mason?
Thank you. I gather you're a man of lightning decisions. I'll take the evidence. What were you in the Hidden Home Welfare Society? The bookkeeper?
What do you want?
Where's the file Tidings was using for blackmail?
What's the deal?
With grand larceny and extortion against you, you're in a bad bargaining position. Now get that file.
I haven't got it.
Then open that safe and get it, or I'll get it myself.
You'll need a court order to do that.
Anything else you'd like?
You win. It's all there. Photostats and originals.
Who collected this file?
I did.
First you used it to blackmail Mrs. Leeds with. Then when you found she and Tidings were having trouble, you sold it to him.
Well, I needed the money.
Well, your worries in that department are over.
What do you mean?
By the time you get out of jail, you'll be drawing an old age pension. Hi, Del.
Oh, Perry. Paul's in your office, and Mrs. Leeds is in the law library, and Lieutenant Tragg's on his way.
I'll see Paul first, then Mrs. Leeds, and hold all calls, will you, Della?
Right.
Hi, Perry.
Paul.
Did Ellis come across?
He did.
Well, Bob Dawson's as clean as a whistle. He's got a straight run clear back to grade school. He's not brilliant, but depressingly honest.
What about the $10,000 bill he gave me? You said it was issued to Tidings.
Well, they keep a pretty hefty cash margin account at that office. Dawson must have drawn it against his check.
Well, that makes sense.
I got this cable from Washington about Abby Leeds' passport. It doesn't exist and it never has. You can take it as gospel. Abigail Esther's never left the States in her life.
Adds up.
I think we're adding up to the same total. This is from the Hall of Records. Entry of birth, dated June 23rd, 1936. Female. You know the rest.
All right, thanks.
Sorry it came out this way, Perry.
And I, tell Dillon to have Trag wait here in my office, will you? How was your visit with Carol, Mrs. Leeds?
It's killing her, Mason. It's killing her spirit. They're animal cages, locks, bars, keepers, and a clean sort of smell that I'll never forget.
It's quickly forgotten when you leave.
Well, when will she leave?
The preliminary hearing is set for tomorrow.
And her chances?
Not good.
She's innocent, Mason. She shouldn't be there at all.
The district attorney is asking an indictment for first-degree murder.
Well, what does that mean?
The gas chamber.
Oh, no. Oh, don't worry. That'll never happen.
I had hoped to find the killer, but I've only been partially successful.
What do you mean?
Knowing who killed Tidings. And proving it to a jury is an unbridgeable gap.
Why do you think he was killed?
All of us have a point of no return. And sometimes when you're pushed too far, you lose control.
You're wise beyond your years, young man, and a good guesser. Or is it guesswork?
You have a very lovely daughter, Abby. You must be quite proud of Carol.
I am, Mr. Mason. How much do you know?
That why you killed him, Abby?
Yes. You've never been a child without a father. Blushed with shame every time you had to produce a birth certificate. Called names that you couldn't even understand and cried yourself to sleep night after night. Well, I have, Mr. Mason. I killed Tidings and I'd kill again before I'd let anyone harm my child. Would you call that Lieutenant Trag? He was very kind down at the jail.
He's waiting in my office.
You think of everything, young man. You don't have to come down to that place with me, Mr. Mason. I've wasted enough of your time. I suppose I should get a lawyer.
At the risk of being unethical, I'd like to apply for the job.
A guilty client isn't going to help your reputation.
Well, Abby?
You've got the job. Well, Lieutenant? If we have to ride downtown together, would you be kind enough to give me your arm?
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
What's that?
It tastes very good.
I just have a cold.
Mm-hmm. All right, now open up. Come on.
Ooh.
Oh, you know, I forgot to tell you, Mr. Dawson and Carol Stanley dropped by the office. They brought the other half of that $10,000 bill. You know, I have a feeling that girl knows all about her background.
Yes, ever since high school days. Couldn't care less.
Well, why didn't she tell her mother?
Oh, she didn't want to upset her.
And to think Mrs. Leeds killed Tiding just to protect the secret. What a futile, senseless murder.
All murders are. Della, Della, you don't have to stay. I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mr. Mason, I told you I'm a very handy girl to have around.
Well, you didn't tell me one of your accomplishments was starting fires.
Anytime you want me to put the heat on Lieutenant Trag, you just let me know.
I'll bear that in mind.
Come on.
Sometimes you even make it too hot for me.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.